This is Dr. Singh, dictating from Marywood Manor Nursing Care Center. Patient first name is Lois, L-O-I-S. Last name is Cyrillo, S-Y-R-Y-L-O. Date of birth is 2/16/1926. Date of evaluation is 4/20/22. HPI history page complaints. Psychiatric re-evaluation requested for management of depression, comma, crying spells, and to assess potential use of an antidepressant, history of present illness. This is a 96 years old female who is familiar to her service but new to me. I reviewed evaluation done by PM Mark. Last visit was on March 21, 2022. Patient has a history of Alzheimer's dementia period. I also spoke to patient's son and daughter who were present in the room. Patient was quite sad and tearful during my evaluation. And apparently staff reports that her crying spells are frequent. Period. Patient is very confused. She could not tell me why she's crying. She could not tell me today's date. Period. Her son reports that she sometimes does not recognize them. Peter's son was concerned that if there's any potential benefits of trial of an antidepressant medication, period. Patient was on a Pristiq, but it's not clear to me why that was discontinued, period. Patient does seem to have advanced cognitive impairment, comma, limited insight, poor judgment, and appears to be quite dysphoric, and possibly exhibiting pseudo-bulbar affect. Review system, no changes in body system except as reported above. Please bring forward psychiatric history, social history, history, and average forward from last visit on March 21, 2022. Current medication, no psychotropic medication. MAR review, next paragraph, mental status, examination, general, appropriately groomed demeanor, cooperative motor movements, sitting in a chair, speech. Difficult speech, unable to hold a coherent conversation, mood, dysphoric, tearful, thought process severely confused, associations concrete, thought content, no suicidal, homicidal thoughts reported. Perceptual disturbances, does not appear to be hallucinating, level of consciousness alert, oriented to self only, memory recent and remote impaired, funnel knowledge poor, judgment and insight poor, assessment plan other Alzheimer's disease G30.8 number 2, dementia and other diseases classified elsewhere without behavioral disturbance F02.80 number 3, major depressive disorder, single episode severe without psychotic feature F32.2. Plans, patient's family consented to trial of Zoloft, period start 25 milligram once a day, with plans to adjust dose based on patient's tolerability and response. Number four, rule out pseudo bulbar effect F48.2. Disposition, staff needs to provide support, reassurance, encourage participation in activities when possible. Period, notify our service for any adverse effects of trial of Zoloft. Period, will follow with you. Procedure code 99309 under supplemental administrative check, common side effects of SSRI, risk benefit statement based on findings of my assessment. Above stated goals, benefits are recommended. Psychotropic drug intervention outweighs the risk as reported above. End of dictation.